Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Ayin Beis. We begin at the very top line, very top word. We just finished the Mishnah yesterday on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. And just remind us, the Mishnah, we had started off at the beginning of the Mishnah, and we had said that a Pesach sheshachatu shelo lishmo b'Shabbos chayv luchatos. Tanakhama tells us that a Pesach that is shechted on Shabbos, that is done shelo lishmo, in other words, carbon Pesach that is supposed to be brought on Shabbos, Erev Pesach Cholios b'Shabbos, we've said already many times, of course it's had to go to bring it, we brought down Psukim to support that. However, if you're shechting the carbon Pesach shelo lishmo, so that ruins it, it's not a kosher or carbon Pesach, and if you do this on Shabbos, chayv of chatos. That's what the Reisha of the Mishnah said. Now, the Gemara asks, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, very top line, very top word. B'may Eskinen, what exactly are we talking about? What is the scenario in our Mishnah which says Yechai V'chatas? Ilemo B'toe, if you're telling me that the person made a mistake, as Rashi points out, Kisover Shehu Zevach Acher, the person thought somehow that this was a different carbon, that he's allowed to shecht on Shabbos, and he made a mistake. So if you're talking about a person that made a mistake, so then, Shamas Minot, then you could learn from our Mishnah, as Rashi points out, midikatani chayev, from the fact that the Mishnah says yachayev v'chatos, alma posulhu, we see that this is a carbon that has become taken out from being a kosher carbon, carbon Pesach, and has been transferred and made into a carbon that is not kosher, it's now posul. We would learn from here, Shamas Minoah, akira betos, havi akira, that if you uproot something without kavanah, as Rashi says, shelo niskave lachar, shem Pesach menu, you made a mistake. You didn't think this was a carbon Pesach that you're now making into a carbon shlomim. You thought this was something else that you're allowed to bring on Shabbos. So it was a mistake. So in this situation, shelo niskave lachar, shem Pesach menu, nevertheless, havi akira, it's exactly Rashi says, as if you did this intentionally, so then we can learn from here that this is the halacha. Tosus points out, the top Tosus, this is a machlokas elsewhere. Omeri, the pluksahi, the hatcheles, the Gemara Menachos, this is a machlokas, is an akira, that is, betos, considered an akira or not. So they could have learned from our Gemara, if you're telling me that our Mishnah is talking about that it was an akira betos, shetoeh, so then we have the answer to that question in the Gemara Menachos. So therefore, the Gemara says that's not what it's telling us. Ella, but okay, we're talking here about a person knowingly said, I'm taking this carbon Pesach and making it into another carbon. He thought he was allowed to do that, and therefore he did it bidas. He did it intentionally, uprooting its shame from a carbon Pesach to something else. So therefore, that's why you're chayev. But if that's true in the Reisha, so then keep on reading. Amos Sefer, the next part of the Mishnah tells us, Ushar kol hazvachim, if a person were to take any other carbon, Sheshachaton l'shem Pesach, and instead of shechting it for the purpose of that other carbon, you shechted l'shem carbon Pesach, and you thought you were able to fulfill your obligation to bring carbon Pesach in that situation. So then, it said in the Mishnah, it depends. Im einon reuyin, if it is a type of animal that cannot be brought as a carbon Pesach, in other words, it wasn't a male under the age of 1 year goat or sheep, so it's not roy to be a carbon Pesach, and yet he shechted it as a carbon Pesach, in that situation, you would be chayiv. Everybody would agree in that situation that you're chayiv because it's not capable of being brought as such a carbon, and therefore it is no good, and you performed an isser on Shabbos without having any potential for doing the mitzvah, and therefore everybody would agree that it would be in that situation, a chiv of a chatus. But the Mishnah says, if in fact, im ru'uyin hein, if it could be a carbon Pesach, it was a less than 1 year goat or sheep that was male, so then we have the machlokes, Rabbi Lezer says, machayiv chatus, and Rabbi Yeshua's poter. In that situation, Rabbi Lezer says, yachayiv chatus. He says it doesn't make any difference whether it is capable of being brought as carbon Pesach or not. He says it's not a good carbon. A carbon that is shechted, that wasn't a carbon Pesach, that was shechted l'shem carbon Pesach, is no good, and therefore you chayv chatos, you didn't do anything. However, Rabbi Shua's poter in the situation when it was ruyin, he agrees, if it wasn't ruyin, then you didn't tov the dvar mitzvah, so you didn't make a mistake in the dvar mitzvah. But he says, if you in fact thought that it was a carbon Pesach, and it was roy to be a carbon Pesach, Rabbi Shua says, you're poter, because tov the dvar mitzvah, you were in fact thinking you could do this as a mitzvah, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua Shita, as we learned in the Mishnah, we learned in a number of places, is Tavid Var Mitzvah, is Potter. Now, if you're telling me that we're dealing over here with intentional, if the Reisha we said was intentional, the Reisha we said was Ba'okir B'das, not Toa, we said the Reisha was talking about Okir B'das, so Mestama the Seif is also talking about Okir B'das. So V'i Ba'okir, if we're dealing here with the case of Okir, what difference does it make? Ma'ali Re'uyin, Ma'ali She'en Re'uyin. Why should it make a difference? Rabbi Yeshua says, oh, if it was Roy, then it's Potter. But it wasn't right, then you chayev chatas. But why should that make any difference? According to Rabbi Yeshua, we're dealing here with the case of your oker bidas. If you're oker bidas, you can't be saying he's tar bidvar mitzvah. He wasn't tar. So therefore, elopshita, it must be that this section, the sefer, which is the second part, again, we mentioned many times, sefer is a relative term. It doesn't mean the end. It means the part that is not the resha. It means the second part. So this section, dealing with shah kol as well, shishchot and shum pesach, must be talking about bitar, elopshita bitar, because otherwise Rabbi Shua's shita doesn't get off the ground. Why would we make a difference between re'uyin and she'enan re'uyin? So therefore, what you're telling me is that the resha is talking about b'mezid, b'oker, b'das, and the sefer is talking about toa. Is that really true? Reisha b'oker, b'sefer, b'toa? Is that how you want to understand the Mishnah? They're talking about parallel cases? So I'm a Rabbi Yovan? Yeah, absolutely in. Reisha b'oker, b'sefer, b'toa. Yeah, that's exactly it. Not a problem. Why can't they be talking about two different scenarios? And I'll show you that this is right. Ashkei Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef met up with Rabbi Yavo, and at that point in time, Rabbi Yavo, Tavakoi, Uchlusod Inshi. He was sitting with a large group of people. Rashi's Chabura Gidola Ma'od. He was in a large group of people. So Rabbi Yitzchak says to Rabbi Yavo, Amalei Masnisin Mai. What exactly is our Mishnah talking about? What is the proper understanding of our Mishnah in the first case where it's talking about where you shechted the korban Pesach Shelo Lishmo, where we said Yechayv Chatas, and then the case where we said if you shecht the other Shvachim Lishum Pesach, so it depends. In Reuyin Hay, then there is a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But how come? That can't be talking about the same case as the Reisha. There seems to be a problem over here. So Rabbi Yavo says, yeah, you're talking 100% right. Amalei, Reisha ba'okev, sefer b'toa. You're 100% correct. The Reisha is talking about where b'mezid, he did it. And the sefer is talking about imruyin hein. That's talking about a case of toes. So you have over here, Reisha ba'okev, intentionally, on purpose, and sefer b'toa by mistake. Rabbi Yitzchak was so happy with this teretz, Tana minei arboin zimnin, v'domilei keman demancha b'kisa. He learned, he asked him to teach it to him 40 times. That's like, make sure that he absolutely remembers it, and now he had it like it was in his pocket, that he had it in his wallet. So now, he knows for certain that he'll remember this din. Okay. Gemara says, wait a second, Tanan, we keep on reading in the Mishnah, it says, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, the next part of the Mishnah says, the Rabbi Eliezer says, to Rabbi Yoshua, I don't understand your reasoning. He says, Ma im Pesach shemutor lishmo. A korban Pesach that you shecht on Erev Pesach Chol Yosef Shabbos. L'shem korban Pesach is a perfectly good korban Pesach. Pesach shemutor, if you shecht a korban Pesach, it's perfectly permissible to do so as long as you're doing l'shem korban Pesach. But, kisheshino eshemo, but if you change it around, instead of making it a korban Pesach, you by accident, you made it into something else, so then it is no good, and you're chayev chatos. So certainly, if the Korban Pesach Lishmo is done Shelo Lishmo, it's no good. So certainly, Zvachim, other Korbanos, which are Asurin Lishmo, which are forbidden to be brought, Lishem that Korban, it's not the Korban Tomid, it's not the Korban Pesach, it's some other Korban which you're not allowed to bring on Shabbos, it's not a time-dependent, obligatory Korban. So even if you shechted it Lishmo, you wouldn't be Yotzei, and you'd be Chayev Chatas. So certainly in that situation, Kisheshina Eshimon, if you go around changing and say, I'm shechting it not L'shem what it originally was, and I'm shechting it L'shem of Korban Pesach, certainly, Eino Din Shei Chayev, you certainly should be Chayev in that situation. Now, if you're telling me, V'im Esau, if what you're saying is correct, that the Reisha is talking about a case of Oker, and the Sefer is talking about a case of Toeh, so then, you have no kasha, Rabbi Eliezer. Your kasha comparing the reisha to the sefer and saying it's a kal v'chomer. If in the reisha you're not yotzei, certainly in the sefer you're not yotzei, falls apart. Bim Isa, if this understanding that we just said reisha ba'oker, the sefer b'toa is correct, holodomi, the reisha and the sefer aren't comparable. The reisha ba'oker, the sefer b'toa, because they're talking about two different things. So how can you realize to say, well, if the reisha is like this, then the sefer must also be like that? It's a kal v'chomer. It's not true. They're talking about two different things. One is talking about Oker, b'mezid, and the other one's talking about Ta. So Mar says, no, you're wrong. According to Rebbe Eliezer, lo shanidle. According to Rebbe Eliezer, it doesn't make any difference. He doesn't hold Ta b'dvar mitzvah. So therefore, it doesn't make any difference, according to Rebbe Eliezer, whether you were Oker or you were Toeh. So therefore, his kal v'chomer is still perfectly good. If a korban pesach lishmo, when it's done shelo lishmo, is no good, so certainly something that it, even if it's done lishmo is no good, certainly if it's done shelo lishmo is no good. So his kash on Rabbi Eliezer is perfectly good within his framework. The Gemara says, but the Rabbi Yoshua, according to Rabbi Yoshua, who makes a difference between oker and toeh, so then, since he does hold such a distinction, the Shani Lay, so why doesn't he respond back to Rebbe Eliezer instead of the way that Rishu responds back in the Mishnah to Rebbe Eliezer? Lishani Lay Hachi, he should have told him that your Kavachoma doesn't get off the ground, because one is talking about Oker and one is talking about Toa. But he doesn't give that answer. He gives a different answer in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamale, this is what Yeshua is really answering to Rabbi Eliezer. Lididi, according to my opinion, where the Reish is talking about Oker and the Sefer is talking about Toa, and therefore there's a difference between the two, so that's my answer. Your Kavachoma falls right apart. Lo Dami. You can't say, well, if the Reish is like this, the Sefer must be like this also. They're talking about two different scenarios. Reish about Oker, the Sefer about Toa. However, even according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, Lididach, the answer should still be, lo, it doesn't work. Your Kal V'chomer is no good. Why is that? Because im amris v'pesach, if you're telling me a Korban Pesach that should be done the Korban Pesach, but Shishino Eshimo, but you changed it around and made it L'dover Osir, you shechted it as not a Korban Pesach, but something that's forbidden to shecht on Pesach. So then, you're telling me that it's Chai V'chatos. And then, Tomer, are you going to tell me the same thing? B'zvachim, Shishino, Shimon, L'dover, Amutter. But by the Korban Pesach, you're shechting it for something that is now Osir. In the other case, in the Seifa, you were taking a Korban that is not allowed to be shechted, but you're shechting it with something that is permissible. So does your Kal V'chomer really work? Tomer, B'zvachim, Shishino, Shimon, L'dover, Amutter? Maybe not. So your Kal V'chomer goes away. So Rabbi Yeshua was answering Rebbe Eliezer according to Rebbe Eliezer's Shita. According to his own Shita, there never was a problem. The Kavachom didn't get off the ground. But he said, even according to your understanding, nevertheless, there is a difference between the Reish and the Sefer that destroys your Kavachomer. Fine. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Now we continue discussing the second part of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer continues to respond back to Rabbi Yeshua. I will show you that I'm correct. A mure tzibur yochichu. And again, we use the word a murim over here. We said it means things that were said to be brought. This isn't the typical usage of emurim, meaning for the sacrificial fats, the emurim, but it means amrinon, things that were said. In other words, the korbanos that you're allowed to go and bring, the korbanos tzibur that you're allowed to bring on Shabbos, such as the korban tamid or the korban pesach. So emurei tzibur yochichu. I will show you that my shita is right and your shita is wrong, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer tells him, you have these korbanos tzibur that are allowed to be brought, shein mutarin lishbon, if you bring the korban Tomit, l'shem korban tomit, it is doche Shabbos. If you bring the korban pesach, l'shem korban pesach, it is doche Shabbos. Vashochet l'shmon chayev. Yet, if somebody shechs another korban that wasn't the korban tomit, l'shem korban tomit, he would be in fact chayev. So therefore, how can you, Rabbi Yeshua, say that if you go and shecht a korban that was roy to be a korban pesach, even though it wasn't the korban pesach, it was shechted l'shem korban pesach, but it really was said for something else. How can you tell me if it's ruyin, a person would be tov b'dvar mitzvah and he'd be potter? It says b'feirish, emurei tzibur yochichu, that in fact shehem mutarim l'shmon, nevertheless vashochet l'shmon, if somebody else shechts it l'shem that type of a korban, they would be chayiv. So what does Rabbi Yeshua answer? I'm Rabbi Yeshua, lo, again, you're wrong. I disagree with your logic. If you're going to tell me im amris b'murei tzibur, if you're telling me that if a person shechts something l'shem a korban tzibur that he's allowed to, let's say he brings this other korban that was a shlomim and he shechts it l'shem korban tamid, why is that? I agree with you. Why is that going to make him chayv chatos? Shekein yesh lem kitzur. Because how many korban tamids do you bring? There's only one in the morning, one in the afternoon. That's not something that you can logically, reasonably expect a person to make a mistake on. However, Tomar b'Pesach, but for a person to shecht some shlomim, a different korban, l'shem korban Pesach, that's a reasonable potential mistake that I could say, that toa b'dvar mitzvah, and you should be parted from bringing a korban chatos, because Tomar b'Pesach, she'en lo kitzvah, there are hundreds of thousands, potentially, of korbanos Pesach that could be brought. So there, it's possible the person can make a mistake and think that this was a korban Pesach. If it was roy to be korban Pesach, it's a male, less than 1 year old goat or sheep, so then a person could make such a mistake. And therefore, there's no contradiction by saying that if you shechted the korban tamid, you'd be chayiv, but if you shechted the korban Pesach, you would not be chayiv. Now, this implies, l'meimra, the kol hecha, the isle kitzva, mechayiv Rabbi Yeshua. This seems to imply that Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbi Eliezer. It's only by the Korban Pesach, which there's so many of them, Tomer Pasech Shein Lo Kitzvah, there Rabbi Yeshua says that, in fact, I think only there, that you'll be Tov B'Var Mitzvah and you'll be Potter. But I would tak agree with you, that if a person Tov B'Var Mitzvah, but it was for the Korban Tomer that he made the mistake, which is, again, there's only one Korban Tomer in the morning, so therefore, I would agree with you, Rabbi Eliezer, that you'll be Chayiv. Is that really true? But from the following case, it looks like even Rabbi Yeshua, in a case where there was very little likelihood of making the mistake, there's only one carbon tamid, so he agrees with Rabbi Eliezer. So then, in this situation, he should also agree with Rabbi Eliezer, but he doesn't. Because what about the following situation? Varitino goes, the Eishlem Kitzua, you have two children that are in front of you. One of them is supposed to have a bris milah on Shabbos, and the other one is not. But they both are waiting to have a bris milah just on different days, one of which is on Shabbos. This is called Tinokos, the Eishlem Kitzua. You have only two kids in front of you. So this is analogous to when you have one carbon tamid. So in the case of one carbon tamid, we just said Lameimra, the Rishua would agree with Rabbi Eliezer that you would in fact be Chayv Achatas. So how come in the case with the Tinokos, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't say that you're Chayv Achatas that we now see, Utnan? Because we learned in this Mishnah in Shabbos, Mishah Yulo Shnei Tinokos, there were two babies, Baruch Hashem Mazel Tov. One is on the eighth day, and one is not on the eighth day, and now it's Shabbos. And the one on the eighth day is allowed to have the bris on Shabbos, and the one that's not on the eighth day is not allowed to have the bris on Shabbos. Echad lemulo achar Shabbos. The first scenario is, one is supposed to have a bris on Sunday, the echad lemulo b'Shabbos, and one's supposed to have a bris on Shabbos. And what happened? You made a mistake. B'shachach, somehow you mixed them up. Umol es shel achar Shabbos, the baby that was supposed to have the bris on Sunday, by accident got the bris on Shabbos. He got the bris in this situation prematurely, early. And Yechayiv, because in this situation, even though you did a mistake over here, it was Tor, but it wasn't the Dvar Mitzvah. And therefore, even Rabbi Yeshua would say in this situation that Yechayiv Chatas. But it was the other way around. If you had the two babies, Echad Lemulo B'Erev Shabbos, one is a Friday baby, and supposed to have the bris milah on Friday. So now, if you do the bris milah on Shabbos, it's not Bismana, but it's still a kosher bris milah. In the Sunday baby being mild on Shabbos, it's a seven-day-old baby. There is absolutely no mitzvah to mild a seven-day-old baby. You gain nothing. But if you're mild a Friday baby on Shabbos, it's on the day nine, so you're not allowed to do that. Only a milah bismana is docha Shabbos, but at least you did accomplish a bris milah. So therefore, if you have the two babies in front of you, one's a Friday baby, one's a Shabbos baby, to be mild, the second one is supposed to have a bris milah on Shabbos. V'shachach, and again, you mixed it up, you made a mistake. Umol es shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. You did the Friday baby instead of being undone on Friday, but you did the Friday baby on Shabbos. So in this situation, Rebbe Lez is mechayv chatos, Rebbe Yeshua is poter. But based upon what we just said, this is something that's not shchiach. There's only one baby here. This should be like the carbon tamid. If you shechted the shlamim, l'shem carbon tamid, Rebbe Yeshua agreed, l'meimra, that he would say that in that situation, because there is only one carbon tamid, that you'll be chayv. So over here, there's only one baby. How come Rebbe Yeshua is poter? That's the Gemara's question. On Ravami, Ravami answers and he says, no, hochem ma'eskin, you know what we're talking about, kigon shekodam umol es shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. In this situation, the Shabbos baby was still around. So you were still tor b'dvar mitzvah. You were torahed in doing the Shabbos baby on Shabbos. And by accident, you did the Friday baby, not on Friday, but you did it on Shabbos. But you were torahed with a real dvar mitzvah. And therefore, tor b'dvar mitzvah, you're poter. That's why Rabbi Yeshua says over here that you're poter. You're not chayv korban chatas. Kigon shekidim umol es shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. So you did first the erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos. The ikah hachti Shabbos, the one that was supposed to be mild on Shabbos, is still there. The torah bay. And therefore, you're torahed b'dvar mitzvah and you're poter. However, when you're dealing in the case of shechting a korban shlomim for the shame of the korban tamid, hacha kigon shekodam v'shechtinu lemur etziv b'reisha, you didn't have a korban tamid around that you could say you're torahed b'dvar mitzvah. You had already shechted the korban tamid, and now this guy comes along and goes and wants to shecht a korban shlomim l'shem korban tamid when there is no mitzvah of bringing the korban tamid because you already fulfilled that mitzvah. So in our case, kigon shekodam v'shachtinu lemur etziv b'reisha, the korban tamid has already been shechted, and that's why Rabbi Yeshua would agree that in that situation you are chayv achatas because you're not torah b'dvar mitzvah, and therefore you're chayv achatas. You mistakenly did something on Shabbos. You shechted this shlamim, the shame carbon tamid, when there was no mitzvah anymore for the carbon tamid because you already brought the carbon tamid. Oh, Rabbi Yeshua agrees. In that situation, yechayv achatas. Now, the Gemara says, assuming this is all right, let's keep on reading the Mishnah, because now we'll get to Rav Meir's understanding, and that will be problematic for us. Ihachi, if what we're just saying right now is correct, that Rabbi Yeshua distinguishes whether you're Torah in the Dvar Mitzvah or not. That's why in the Bris Milah case, he says that you're Potter. But in the case of the Korban Tamid, he says you're Chayiv, because in the Bris Milah case, you still had a baby to be mild. And in the Korban Tamid case, you didn't have the Korban Tamid to do. So if that's correct, Ihachi, when Rav Meir says next in the Mishnah, Rav Meir Omer, Afa Shochet L'Shem Emur Etziba Potter, Rav Meir says, no, He disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says you'd be chayiv if you shechted it l'shem carbon tamid. Rabbi Yeshua agrees that you're chayiv, and Rabbi Meir says, no, you're not. He says, as long as you're shechting it for the carbon tamid, you would be potter. So then how come? It seems to be saying, even in the situation where you went, Rabbi Meir disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua and says, even when there was no mitzvah in front of you, you had already brought the carbon tamid, and now when you're shechting the shlomim, l'shem carbon tamid, Rabbi Yeshua says that you're chayiv because you're not tar b'mitzvah. Rabbi Meir still says that you, in fact, are going to be potter. How could that be? Now, the girsa that we have is Tanya Rabbi Chiya. Some have the girsa, there's different girsas over here, but we'll just leave it with the girsa that we have. We learned in a braisa, Rabbi Chiya, which Rabbi Chiya? The one who came, Me'ovel Arav, that's what the Marshal adds over here, and he says it's from a name of a place, the Rabbi Chiya, who came from this place called Ovel Arav, and he said as follows, Amar Rabbi Meir, this braisa that he's bringing tells us that Rabbi Meir holds, Lo nechlaku Rabbi Elezer Yeshua. There is, in fact, no machlokes between Rabbi Elezer and Yeshua in the following case, which is that when you're dealing with two babies, al shayu lo shnei tinokos, you had two babies, echad lo mol erev Shabbos, echad lo mol Shabbos. He says there is no machlokes when the two babies are a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby, and you have to do them both on Friday and Shabbos respectively. B'shacha, but you made a mistake. Umoles shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and you did the Friday baby on Shabbos. Everybody agrees, he says, in this brisa that you're chayv in that situation. As Rashi points out, even though it is certainly a case, the Torah b'dvar mitzvah, he did a mitzvah. This baby that was mild, a Friday baby that was mild on Shabbos, you were yotze. It is a bris milah. You weren't allowed to do it, but you were yotze. Nevertheless, he says, both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua say, you're chayv in that situation. And where do they argue? Amar nechlaku. The only machlokas between Elazar and Yeshua is on the Sunday baby with the Shabbos baby. Al shayilu shnei tinokos. There were two babies. Echad lomul achar Shabbos ve'echad lomul b'Shabbos. One was a Shabbos baby. One was a Sunday baby. And by accident, he made a mistake. V'shochad umol es shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. He did the Sunday baby on Shabbos when it's not yotzei. In that situation, the Rebbe Elazar mechayev chatos. Rebbe Yeshua poter. In that situation, Rebbe Yeshua says you're not chayev chatos. Now, what do you see? In the first case, with the Friday baby being done on Shabbos, what happened? There was the Shabbos baby had already been mild. So you're dealing with a Friday baby that was being mild on Shabbos. So even though you were Torah b'dvar mitzvah, but there was no Torah b'mitzvah because the Shabbos baby had already been mild. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua says that you're in fact chayiv. Now, what do you see? Rabbi Meir says there is no machlokas in that situation. Both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua say that if you're not Torah b'mitzvah, so then you're going to be chayiv. So how can you tell me now that Rabbi Meir says, even when you're not Torah b'mitzvah, when the carbon tamid was brought already, the Rabbi Meir says you're still going to be putter. Both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua say that you're not putter in that situation. Shmuel says, really? B'tizbra? Is that how you want to understand this brisa? That's Rabbi Meir's opinion? Ma hosom d'lo ovid mitzvah putter Rabbi Yeshua. In the second part, where the Sunday baby was done on Shabbos. So you're not yotzei. That's not a mitzvah at all. You weren't allowed to do it. But you're not even yotzei the mitzvah of doing the bris milah. Nevertheless, in that situation, Rabbi Yeshua says, I disagree. I say, you're not chayiv achatas. So certainly, hechad the ka'ovid mitzvah, l'chayiv. So how can you tell me that in the Friday baby, where you did a mitzvah, even though you might not have been torah b'mitzvah, because the Shabbos baby was already mild, how can you tell me in that situation that Rabbi Yeshua would say that you're chayiv? Something doesn't make sense over here. If the Friday baby, where you did a mitzvah, you're chayiv, how can it be possible that the Sunday baby, when you didn't do a mitzvah, that he would say that you're potter? So therefore, we have to understand Rabbi Meir differently, as follows. Amri de Rabbi Yanai, in the base medrash of Rabbi Yanai, they learned it as follows. The Reisha over here, when you did the Friday baby on Shabbos, Reisha could go and shekodem umol esol Shabbos b'erev Shabbos. You know what the case was? There was no Shabbos baby at all around. You flipped the two. You were supposed to do the Shabbos baby on Shabbos and the Friday baby on Friday. Instead, you did the Shabbos baby on Friday. So that was not a good bris milah, but now you no longer have the Shabbos baby to do a bris milah on. And now when you do the Friday baby on Shabbos, you're not at all torah b'dvar mitzvah. There is no Shabbos baby around. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua says in this situation that you're chayiv, because you're not Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Shelo nitno Shabbos lidchos. In that situation, there is no baby that is supposed to be mild on Shabbos that allows you to say that this Friday baby, you were Torah b'dvar mitzvah. But in the Sefer, when you're dealing with the Sunday baby that is being done on Shabbos, the Shabbos baby is still around. The Sefer Nitno Shabbos Litchos Etzlo. Rabbi Shu would say that you are potter in that situation because there is a bris milah that's supposed to be done. And therefore, Rabbi Shua Lishitasu says, Torah Dvar Mitzvah, so then you're potter from a chatas. Everything there with the babies now makes sense. As opposed to, in our Mishnah, Hocha, Hari Nitno Shabbos Litchos Etzel Karban Tzibur. There is, in fact, an obligation to do the Karban Tzibur, the Karban Tomid. Even though it's been done, Ramey says, since there was such a chiyuv today, as opposed to by the bris milah, there was no such chiyuv at the time of Shabbos. Here, there was a chiyuv at the time of Shabbos, being the carbon seber. So, even though the carbon seber is brought, Ramey says that you're going to be potter in that situation. So, everything works out. Amar Ravashi Rav Kahana, not yet. Ravashi says to Rav Kahana, there still is a problem. Hocha, in the case of the Friday baby that was done on Shabbos by accident. Hochanami Hari Nitno Shabbos Litchos Eitzol Tinokos Di Alma. Okay, you're right. You don't have this Shabbos baby to done the Milah because it was by a mistake done on Friday. But there are a lot of other babies in the world. So there is a concept of Bris Milah, this Shabbos, all those other babies that are being mauled this Shabbos. So that's like the Karban Tomid. There's an obligation to bring the Karban Tomid. So even though it's been brought, even though you only have one baby in front of you, but there are other babies in the world. So therefore, even though it's been brought, the Karban Tumah has been brought, Rabbi Shua should say, since the concept of this Karban Tumah to be brought on Shabbos, there's this other babies in the world that can be have their meal today, he should say that you're potter. So Amalei, this question was asked to Ravashi to Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana answers back to Ravashi, no, for this guy, Legabe, the high Gavra, for this person with the one baby in front of him, he can't say, well, there are other babies in the world. Me as low as high is yard. He has no other baby in front of him. And therefore, for him, you can't say these Torah, the Dvar Mitzvah, and that's why Rav Yeshua would say that you're Chayav. And that's how you reconcile Rav Meir Shita with the understanding of Rav Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Now we're going to the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah said, Ushar kol hazvachim sheshichoton l'shun Pesach. All the other Korbanos that were shechted, not in their own name, but they were shechted for shame of Korban Pesach. So we'd said, in Einan Ruyim Chayav, everybody agrees that if it's not Roy to be a Korban Pesach, it's not a male, less than 1 year old goat or sheep, then it doesn't even get off the ground. And everybody would say, Yechayev, you're certainly not Torah the Dvar Mitzvah in that situation, so you wouldn't be Chayev. And there's only a machlok, as we said, the Meruyan, if in fact it's less than a 1 year old male goat or sheep, where it could be a Korban Pesach, so then Rabbi Lezer still is Machayev Chatos in that situation where Yeshua is Poter. Now the Gemara says, Mon Tono, Deshonele Bein Ruyan, Lishenon Ruyan. Who makes such a distinction between whether it's capable of being brought or not capable of being brought? What underlying principle does Rabbi Yehoshua say it makes a difference over here whether it's Roy or not Roy? So the Gemara says, this is Rabbi Shimon here. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. What's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon? The Tanya, who's learning another Braisa. Echad hazavachim horu'uyin. Whether it's a carbon that could be brought. It fits the description for that carbon. Echad hazavachim she'en ru'uyin. Or whether it's a carbon that can't be brought for a Korban Pesach. So the Brice is talking here, makes no difference whether it's Ruyin or Einon Ruyin. The Tanakhama, the Brice says, Potter, you're not going to be Chayv in that situation. This will be the Shita of a Meir. And likewise, the Chayna Shochet, the Shemim Muri Tzibor. Likewise, the Brice continues what we just said previously about Rav Meir, that if you're shechting it for the Korban Tomid, so it doesn't make a difference, even if you shechted the Korban Tomid already, you would still be Potter. This is Divrei Rav Meir. This is Rav Meir Shita. We just had this before. Makes perfectly good sense. We understand it. But that doesn't fit in over here with the machlokas between Ruyin and Eino Ruyin. Why Rabbi Yeshua distinguishes between them? So Amar Rabbi Shimon. Here now we have the Shita that will explain Rabbi Yeshua. Along comes Rabbi Shimon. Lo nechleku Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, al she'enon Ruyin, shechayev. Oh, the first part where we said, if it's not capable of being brought as a Korban Pesach, in other words, it wasn't a male, less than 1 year old goat or sheep, so then even Rabbi Yeshua is molded to Rabbi Eliezer that you're going to be Chayav Chatas in that situation. And they only had their machlokes in a situation where it was right. It was a less than 1 year old male goat or sheep. Alma Nechleku Ala Reuyin. In that situation, Rabbi Eliezer Chayav Chatas, Yeshua's Poter. Now, this is Rabbi Shimon's understanding, and it makes very good sense. Therefore, this is the machlokas between Eliezer and Yeshua is within the framework of Rabbi Shimon. Within the framework of Rabbi Meir, it doesn't get off the ground. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi is the name of Rabbi Elazar, Potah, your Rabbi Meir, Afilu Egel Shelzivche Shlomim Sheshichotu L'Shum HaPesach. So far so, Rabbi Meir's sheet is, it doesn't make a difference if it's Roy or not Roy, you're going to be Potter. He says, even if you go shecht a cow, a baby calf, So it's not even a havamina that this is good as a carbon Pesach, and it was supposed to be a shlomim, and you shechted it l'shem Pesach. You had a little calf that you're going to go shecht as a shlomim, and instead you changed it and you shechted it as a carbon Pesach. So it is not going to be chayev achatos. That's how far Rebbe goes that your Torah b'dvar mitzvah in this situation, because you did it l'shem carbon Pesach. And there is an obligation to bring the Korban Pesach that day. So even though you're shechting a calf, you're going to be potter in this situation from a chatos. Now, Amalei Rezeru Rabibi, after Rabibi made this seemingly astonishing statement that even a baby cow, a calf, you would be potter according to Rav Meir. So Rezeru says to Rabibi, who said this in the name of Rav Elazar, really? For Amalei Rav Yochanan said that Rav Meir is Moda Hoyer Rav Meir, Bibali Mumin. Even Rav Meir agrees that if it's a Baal Mum, and you shechted the L'Shem Korban Pesach, and Erepesh Cholios B'Shabbos, even Rav Meir would say Yechayev Achatus in that situation. So, if for a Baal Mum Yechayev Achatus, shouldn't you also be Yechayev Achatus if you shecht a calf, a baby cow, which can't be a Korban Pesach, just like the Baal Mum can't be a Korban Pesach? So it seems to be an inconsistency in your understanding of Rav Meir to say that even a calf he would be potter. So Rabbi says, no, Amalei, Babali Mumim, lo tarid behu. Everybody knows that a Baal Mum is no good for any carbon. So if you have a Baal Mum cow, so it's not a Havamina that it's good as a Shlomim, never mind as a carbon Pesach. And that's why you're going to be Chayiv if you go Shecht, according to Rav Meir. Rav Yochanan says, even Rav Meir is molded that if you Shecht a Baal Mum, you're going to be Chayiv Achatus, because nobody has a Havamina that any Baal Mum is good. Because in that situation, you're not tarid within doing a mitzvah, because it's a Baal Mum. But with a calf, which could be brought as a shlomim, so the person could make a mistake, by a tarid bay, and therefore Rav Meir is in fact, Rabibi Amar Rilaz is saying, is Rav Meir's shita, that if you by accident shechted this calf, l'shem, carbon Pesach, you would still be potter from a chatus, because you're tarid in dvar mitzvah. We ask again, similar question. But Rav Nachman, doesn't Rav Meir modeh, Chulin l'shem Pesach, if you shecht a chulin animal, an animal that wasn't consecrated, and you shechted that l'shem Pesach, my li omar Rav Meir, what would Rav Meir say in that situation? So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rava, poter are you Rav Meir afilu chulin l'shem Pesach. Just like with a cow, the baby calf, Rav Meir would be poter. He says so too, even if you shechted chulin l'shem carbon Pesach, Rav Meir would say you're poter. But again, Rava says, I don't understand. V'amar Rav Yochanan, moder Rav Meir bali mumin. Again, the same question that Rav Zeru asked Rav Bibi. If Rav Meir is molded by a Baal Mum, that you're going to be Chayev Achatus, so why wouldn't he be by Chulin as well? They're both impossible to think. A Baal Mum can't be brought. Chulin can't be brought. So why are you telling me that in regards to the Baal Mum, Rav Meir is going to be Mechayev you, but in regards to Chulin, he wouldn't be Chayev you? So Gemara says, Rav Nachman says, Bali Mum lo Mechlefe. That's because a Baal Mum is Usser. There's no Havamina to say the Baal Mum is good. As opposed to a Chulin animal, Hani Michlefe, it could easily be confused. Oh, this one was the Chulin one, this one is the consecrated one, this one is the real one. So a person could make a mistake because there's nothing intrinsically no good about the Chulin one. It's just lacking being Makdish. So if you were to Makdish it, it would be a perfectly good Karban Pesach. So therefore, a person could make a mistake with such a Chulin animal. But a Baal Mum under no circumstances is good. So again, similar to the differentiation between a calf and a Baal Mum, there's a similar differentiation between a chulin animal and a Baal Mum. Rava doesn't like this answer, however. So Rava says, back to Rav Nachman, the time of the Rav Meir, Mishum, Ichlufe, Velo Ichlufe. So according to you, a chulin could be mixed up with a Karban Pesach, whereas a Baal Mum couldn't be mixed up with a Karban Pesach. So that, you're telling me, is Rav Meir's reasoning. So then, how are you going to understand Rabibi Amar Elazar? If I'm a Rabibi Amar Elazar, the question that was just asked a moment ago, Potter Rav Meir Afilu Egel Shozivche Shlomim Shachtu Shem Pesach. So Alma, time of the Rav Meir Mishum Detarid. There we didn't have anything about being Machlif. You can't mistakenly think a calf could be mixed up for the Karban Pesach. They said it was Torid B'Mitzvah because the calf could be brought as a Shlomim. So therefore, you could make a mistake and bring the calf as a Karban Pesach. So there your rationale was because you Torid the Mitzvah. But in the case of the Chulin mixing up with the Karban Pesach, you're saying that it's because of Michlufe that you're going to flip them around. So there's two different reasonings. The Rabibi Amar Rav Elazar case is because of Torah Devar Mitzvah, and the case over here with the Chulin being switched with the Psachim, so that's a case of Michlufe. So you give me two different reasons. So Amalei Rav Nachman says back to Rabbi, yeah, there are two reasons. Each one is a perfectly good reason. If you're Torah, afal gav v'lo michlaf. Or if you're michlaf, afal gav v'lo tarid, both of them would be perfectly acceptable. And therefore, according to Rav Meir, you would not be chayiv because they're plausible mistakes, either because you switched them around or because you tarid the dvar mitzvah. But in the case of a bal mum, lafuke bale mumim, because it's neither the lo ichlufi michlaf, you wouldn't make a mistake and think that this cow could be the korban pesach and v'lo matri tarid. And it's a bal mum, so you're not tarid the dvar mitzvah because it can never be brought as dvar mitzvah. So that explains why Rav Meir would say in the case of bal mum that he's moda, but in the case of chulin or in the case of a egel, the baby calf, that you could make a mistake. So we have all the shittas squared away right now, and the Gemara now presents us with the following scenario. Yosef, Rabbi Zeira, they were sitting together, the following Amoraim, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, and they were sitting on Akliya, it's usually translated as the porch, of Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. So these three great Talmidei Chachamim were sitting around talking Torah. V'yasvei ko amrei, what did Talmidei Chachamim do? They sit and ask each other Torah questions. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, they said that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish, his opinion is as follows. Amar Reish Shimon ben Lakish, nischalif lo shput shel nosar b'shput shel tzoli. If you have a piece of carbon meat, so it's a big mitzvah to eat it. So you have the spit, you have roasted carbon meat. Now, when it's entitled to be eaten, you're doing a mitzvah of eating the carbon meat. However, if it was nosar, if it was beyond its time, it was left beyond the time that you're allowed to eat it, let's say it was a carbon shlomim, so you can eat it for the day it was shechted, the following night, and the following day. But now it's nosar, it's the next day after that. So you have nosar that is not allowed to be eaten, and you mixed it up with a regular piece of carbon meat that is allowed to be eaten, so then what happens, Reish Lakish said, if you ate by accident, you made a mistake. You thought you were eating the regular meat, and instead you ate the nosar, v'chalo. So Reish Lakish says, in this situation, you're chayv v'chatas. Now, how come? Because, in fact, you were trying to do a mitzvah, so you tarved the mitzvah, but you didn't do a mitzvah, because it's also to eat nosar meat, and therefore, in this situation, he says that you're chayv. That's Reish Lakish's opinion. Now they quoted an opinion from Rav Yochanan. We'll have to understand this opinion of Rav Yochanan. The two ways to understand it, we'll see in a moment. Rav Yochanan Amar, what happens if a person, Rachmon al-Islan, ishto nida ba, if he had relations with his wife, well, she's a nida. So, if he did this accidentally, yechai v'chatas. However, if a person were to have relations with his yevoma, yevimto nida, well, she was a nida, man who, Rachmon al-Islan, dies childless, so then his wife falls yibam to his brother. So, in this situation, the live brother is supposed to have relations with his dead brother's wife, and that's called yibum. So he's only allowed to do that when she's mutter, when she's not a nida. What happens if he had relations with her while she was a nida? Yivimto nida, baal, and he had relations with her. Rabbi Yochanan says, in this situation, you're potter. So we have to understand what exactly is going on over here. So there's two ways to understand Rabbi Yochanan. Ika di amrei, the first way to understand Rabbi Yochanan is that if Rabbi Yochanan says over here that in a case where ishto nida baal yechayev, so certainly kol shekein bahahi the mechayev. In the case of eating the nosar, he would agree with Reish Lakish that if the person ate the shput shel nosar, he would be chayev there as well, because the lo osa mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be having relations with your wife when she's a nida, and therefore there is chiv of achatas, so too. There's no mitzvah to eat the shput shel nosar, and therefore if you ate it, you're chayev achatas. So according to this first understanding, the ikud, the amre that we have here, Rav Yochanan is agreeing with Reish Lakish. He certainly would say that Yechayev for eating the nosar, because Yechayev for ishto nida baal. And the reasoning is, the lo osa mitzvah. However, there's a second way to understand Rav Yochanan, is the amre. The other way to understand Rav Yochanan is, he says, no, Bahai Potter, he would in fact disagree with Reish Lakish in the case of the person eating the shput shel nosar. There he would say that you're Potter. Why? My taima, because Hossam, who the havilei l'shayule? Because with your wife was an ishto nida, go and ask her, are you a nida? Are you not a nida? So if he mistakenly doesn't ask her, and he finds out afterwards that she was a nida, so in that situation, he's chayav achatas, because he could have asked. But what are you going to do? You're going to ask the spit. You're going to ask the shput shel nosar. Are you nosar? Are you regular carbon? Havalacha, the lo havilei l'shayule, that's why lo, that's why you're not going to be chayav, because you were torah b'dvar mitzvah, trying to eat the carbon that is good, and there was nobody to ask, and therefore you're going to be torahed with bar mitzvah, and you won't in fact be chayiv. So in this situation, Rav Yochanan disagrees with Reish Lakish. But we still have some things to clear up. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Yochanan, maishno yivimto the kovid mitzvah, ishto nami kovid mitzvah. In whether you learn like the first version of Rav Yochanan or the second version of Rav Yochanan, everybody clearly says that by ishto nida, he said he's chayiv, but by Yavimto, we said that you're potter. Now, what's your reasoning? Is because by Yavimto that you're doing a mitzvah and Torah Devar mitzvah, that's why you're potter with Isha Yavimto, that you'd be potter if you had relations with her when she's a Nida? But when you have relations with your wife and she's a Nida, you're also doing a mitzvah. Ishto nami ka'avid mitzvah. The mitzvah of pleasuring your wife, of having relations with your wife. That's a mitzvah too. Mitzvah of ona. So Gemara says, no, you know what we're talking about? Bishto milberes. There is no mitzvah of pru or vu. A woman who's pregnant, so there's no mitzvah to have relations with her because she's pregnant. So the whole idea of having relations with your wife to impregnate her doesn't apply when she's already pregnant. Where it says, okay, that's fine for the mitzvah pruvu, va'ika simchas ona. But what I just said before, what about the mitzvah of ona, of just making your wife happy? So that's a separate mitzvah, unrelated to the act of pru or vu. Even if your wife is pregnant, if your wife is past menopause, so she can't have a child. Nevertheless, there's a mitzvah of simchas ona, so he's torah b'mitzvah. How come by ishto nida that he's bal, Rav Yochanan says that you're Chayev Chatas, whereas Yevimto, who's a Nida, you're not, because by Yevimto, you're Torah B'mitzvah. So to over here, you're Torah B'mitzvah of Simchas Ona. So the Gemara says, obviously, we're talking about Shlo B'Shas Onasa. It wasn't the night that she went to the mikvah, when there was a Chiyev to have relations with her. So therefore, she's a Nida, and that's why it's not considered Simchas Ona. Gemara says, V'amar Rava, Chayev Olam Sameach Ishto B'dvar Mitzvah. This is not only a mitzvah to have relations with your wife when she comes in the night of Leil Tefillah. That's true that that's a special mitzvah, but there's also a mitzvah every time you have relations with her. So how come you're saying over here with Ishto Nida, when you're baller, you're not Torah D'var Mitzvah? You should be Torah D'var Mitzvah, because it's always a mitzvah to have relations with your wife, assuming she wants it. So Gemara says, no, Samach Levesta, we're dealing over here when it's right before her expected period. And then it's also to have relations with her, because maybe she's going to be Pirsa Nida. So that's why it's talking about Shalom B'Shas Simchas Ona, because you're not allowed to have relations with her. So it says, then, if that's your reasoning, then it's also to have relations with her. So it's likewise also to have relations with Yevimto, who's a Nida. Ihachi, afil Yevimto Nami. The same exact Isser to have relations with your wife when it's Somach Levesta would apply to a Yevam as well. Yevimto Nami. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference between your wife and this Yevama. Yevimto bosses me not. He's embarrassed. He's never had relations with her. She's not his wife. Now he's going to take her to be his wife. But he's embarrassed to ask her, are you close to your Vesa? Are you Anida? So he has relations with her. So therefore, he's Torah D'var Mitzvah. And we can understand that in that situation, he would be Potter. But Ishto, ask your wife. You're familiar with your wife. Lo bozes mina. And the fact that you didn't ask her, that's your fault. That's your problem. And therefore, we can't say in this situation that you're Torah D'var Mitzvah. Go and ask her, are you Somach Levesta? Are you Anida? And therefore, if you have relations without asking her, you're held accountable, you're Chayav. So now the Gemara asks, for Rav Yochanan, come on, in the case of the man who has relations with his Yevimto, who's Anida, who does Rav Yochanan hold like to say that you're Potter? Under what circumstances over here do we say you're Torah D'var Mitzvah? Who is he following to say that you're Potter in this situation? Elamic Rav Yossi, you're going to tell me that this goes in accord with the opinion of Rav Yossi that we learn in a Mishnah in Sukkah that's not. And Rav Yossi says over there, Rav Yossi Omer, Yom Tov HaRishon Shochak Shechol Yosu Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, and therefore we don't take the lulav and esrog because Shema Yavirena Dalad Amos Vishusarab, we're concerned that you'll come to carry it. So the rabbi said, Shave Al Tase, don't go carry the lulav and esrog. Technically, shaking the lulav and esrog is no issa. But the rabbi said, you may come to carry it in Shusarab because you don't know how to shake it properly, and you'll ask the rab. So therefore, Shema Yavirena Dalad Amos Vishusarab, Shav Yossi says, don't go and take it. What happens if a person took it? Vishachach, Vahotzis, a lulav Shusarab, and he carried it through the Shusarab, he would be Chayev Achatas. Nevertheless, Rav Yossi says, you're part in that situation. Rav Yochanan must hold like that Rav Yossi that says that take the lulav and esrog through Dalad Amos Rishus Rabim on Shabbos, first day of Sukkot, that you're potter. So to over here, Yevimto Nida, you're potter because you're osik b'dvar mitzvah. B'nei sha'otzi b'rishus, because you took out the lulav and esrog b'rishus, because you wanted to fulfill the mitzvah, and okay, you went against the idea that you're not allowed to carry it, Dalad Amos Rishus Rabim, but you're tarb b'dvar mitzvah. So to over here, Yevimto Nida, you're tarb b'dvar mitzvah. That's the source of Rav Yochanan. Moore says, no. Dilma Shani Hasam, this Manu Baal. There it's different. You have an obligation on the first day of Sukkot to shake the lulav and esrog. You're torahed, you're busy because of the time pressure. But Yevimto Nida, there's no time pressure. You have relations with today, you have relations with tomorrow, you can have relations with next week. There's no pressure. You must do the mitzvah today. So in regards to Sukkah, Rav Yossi would say that you're potter because there's a time pressure. But who says that Rav Yossi would say And therefore, who says that Rav Yochanan can say that Yavim Tonida, when there is no time pressure, that you would still be Potter? So therefore, you can't align Rav Yochanan with the Shita of Rav Yossi from the Gemara in Sukkah. So then who is Rav Yochanan going like? So Gemara says, Ella, Rav Yeshua de Zvachim, our Gemara. It's not the Gemara of Zvachim, but it's Ilan Zvachim here, meaning Karbanos. And therefore, our Rabbi Yeshua, who says that if you were to go and shecht something that is roy for the Karban Pesach, so then in that situation, you would be potter. That's the source of Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara says, no, Dom Hasam Nami, maybe in this situation, because it's the Karban Pesach, it must be brought Yedalit in the afternoon. And again, Zman Obo. The only reason why in this situation you are potter is because you're Tarud and it's Zman Obo. But in a situation where it's not Zman Obo, for example, the Yavimto Nida, so then, maybe, in fact, Rav Yochanan doesn't have a source to rely upon why you should be potter. So more tries again. It must be Ella Kirby Yeshua de Tinokos. It's the case of the Brisson that we talked about, where you have the boy that needs to have the Bris Milah on Shabbos, and then you have the other child that doesn't have the Bris Milah on Shabbos, and therefore, in that situation, you made a mistake, you're tarred be mitzvah. But again, the Gemara says, no, Hasam Nami, Zman Obo, you got to do the Bris Milah B'Zman on the eighth day. And that's why you're going to be Potter. But Taka, in Yavimto, who's a Nida, there is no Zman Obo, so maybe Rav Yochanan doesn't have a leg to stand on in that situation. So we're stuck. The Gemara says, okay, Ela Kribishua de Truma. It's the following. This is a Mishnah in Trumos, which we haven't learned yet. Maybe that's the source for Rav Yochanan. This sheet of Rav Yeshua in Truma. What is that? Itnan, because we have the Mishnah in Truma that tells us, if a person was eating Truma, Kohen's eating Truma, and suddenly it turns out that he's not really a valid Kohen. Vinoda, Shu ben Grusha, or ben Chalutza. Nebuch, his lineage is Pogum. He no longer really is a Kohen. He is the son of a woman who was a Grusha who married a Kohen, and therefore he becomes a Chalul. Or a Chalutza, his father married a Chalutza, which Midrabanon makes him not a good Kohen, and he can't eat from Truma anymore. So in this situation, what's the halacha? Rabbi Elezer is mechayev ker mechomesh. Rabbi Elezer treats him like a regular yisrael, like a czar. If a czar by accident eats truma, he has to pay back the principal, the keren, and he has to pay back a penalty of a chomesh, which he said many times. For example, if he ate $100, he has to pay back the $100 the principal, and then he has to pay back a fifth. Now a fifth of 100 would be 20, but he paid back 25 because we look at it from the inside and from the outside. So he pays back a quarter from the inside, so a quarter of 100 would be 25. And then when you add that all together, 25 plus 100 is 125, so the 25 is now a fifth of 125. In any event, he's treated, according to Rabbi Eliezer, as a total czar, and he has to pay back the Karen and the Chomish. But Rabbi Yeshua says, Poter. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, because he was trying to do a mitzvah of eating truma. Make a bracha when you eat truma. So therefore, it is a mitzvah to eat truma, and that's why Yeshua says he's torah b'mitzvah, and here it's not time-dependent, so therefore, maybe this is the source of Rabbi Yochanan saying that Yavim Tonida, your potter, because it's similar to this Rabbi Yeshua in truma. Where it says, no, that's also not good. Maybe, Dilma k'drabibi barabaye. Maybe, in fact, this goes in accord with the sheet of Rabbi Yerabaye. What did he say? Dilma rabibi barabaye, b'truma b'erav Pesach, disman abal. That's not talking about in general. That's talking about a very specific situation. Erev Pesach, when you have to get rid of all your truma, and there's normally an issa to get rid of truma by destroying it. So he is trying to eat it. That's not called destroying it. That's called the mitzvah of eating truma. So maybe again here too, since it's truma on Erev Pesach, zman abo. So all four of the scenarios that we've tried to bring as a raya to Rav Yochanan to say that Yavimto, Nida, you're going to be putter, they're not applicable because all four of those scenarios were Zman Obo. There were time pressures, as opposed to Yavim Tonida, there's no time pressures. And even if you want to say this last case of the Truma, it's a little bit dochak to say that it's talking about Truma on Erev Pesach, you still can say that that's not a good writer of Yochanan. Because Inami, Shani Truma, Dikri Avoda. Because Truma is considered an Avoda. The Avoda, Rachmona Achshar. Even if a czar does the Avoda, so after the fact, it's considered good. Where is that? If not, in that very same Mishnah. It tells us further, Titnan, Hayomedu Makriv, if the Kohen was in the Beis HaMikdash and he was Makriv a Karban, and he finds out then, Vinodeshu Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, and it turns out that he's a Cholo, he's really an illegitimate Kohen, Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, and he wasn't allowed to do the Avoda. So we say, Kol HaKarbanos Kulon Shikriv Agabi Mizvech Psulin. The opinion of the Tanakhama is that every single Karban that he brought, retroactively, has been ruined, because it turns out that it was a non-Kohen. He's a pasul a kohen. He's a cholo. And therefore, all of his korbanos that he brought are no good. But that's a Tanakama. The Rabbi Yeshua Makshir. Rabbi Yeshua says that in fact, his korbanos are after the fact valid. He can't go forward and do any more, but after the fact, anything brought is good. And we ask, I mean, in my time of the Yeshua, why? How come after the fact is it good? Because the pasul says, Yechsiv, Barech Hashem chelo ufal yodov tirtzeh. It's called an avoda. Even bidyevet poel yodov tirtzeh. His actions of his hands, his avoda, bidyevet will be acceptable because he didn't know at that point in time. So therefore, this is an exception to the rule. You can't use this to tell us Rav Yochanan holds yivim to nida is going to be potter based upon this because this is an exception. This is an avoda, and avoda has separate rules. So where do we really see, though, that the eating of truma is called an avoda, that you're saying that this is like an avoda? Okay, so the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, that's an avoda. But how do we see that eating of truma is also called an avoda? So the Gemara says, the Tanya, that we have a separate price for. Maisa Rabbi Tarfon tells us a story that happened once to Rabbi Tarfon. Shaloba Emesh Lebeis Hamedrash. He didn't show up in Shir one day, so they asked him the next day. L'shachris, but so Rabbi Gamliel finds him the next day and says, "No, where were you? Amalo, me name Malo Bosa, Emesh Lebeis Hamedrash. How come you didn't come to Beis Hamedrash last night?" So Amalo, so Rabbi Tarfon explained to Rabbi Gamliel, "Avoda avadati." Rabbi Tarfon was a Kohen, and he said, "I did an avoda." He didn't explain what he was doing, and Rabbi Gamliel was surprised at this. Amalo, he says, "Kotharecha and the Ritema." He said, "I don't understand what you're saying. It's all wondrous to me. What are you talking about? V'chi avoda b'zman hazeh minayin? What avoda? The Beis Hamikdash Nebuch has been destroyed. What avoda are you talking about?" So Rabbi Tarfon says, "Amalo, Rebbe, harayu omer." The pasuk says, we turn to Ayin Gimel Amal Aleph. The pasuk says, "Avodas matana etein iskun aschem v'azor hakarev yumas." Now this pasuk shows that the matnos kahuna, including truma, is considered an avoda. Avodas matana etenes kunaschem, and hazor hakarev yumas. So therefore, asu achilas truma bigvulin kavodas beis hamikdash. So nowadays we don't have the beis hamikdash. So the closest I can come to doing the avoda is by eating the matnos kahuna, by eating the truma, and therefore I was doing that last night. That's why I didn't come to the beis medrash. That's what Rabbi Tarfon told Rabbi Gamliel. So we don't come up. None of these are acceptable solutions to explain Rav Yochanan's source for why he says that Yevim Tonida, if you boil her, you're not chayiv achatos. With this, we conclude today's shir.